Tokyo has been invaded by crows. 30,000 crows, to be precise. The birds are attracted to Tokyo's garbage and are creating a public nuisance, harassing pedestrians, attacking anyone who gets in their way. Japanese officials have declared all-out war against the birds. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Many cities have problems with pesky birds, but nothing matches the sheer ferocity of Tokyo's crows. They are big and black with sharp, pointy beaks and blood-red eyes. These are birds hardened by life in a big city. They're not easily intimidated. But Tokyo residents say it is the sheer number of crows that's the most frightening. Kozo Nakamura, who owns a machine shop in southern Tokyo, describes a typical encounter.
I looked up in the sky one morning and saw a huge flock of birds flying all together. Then they scattered as if they were splitting into Air Force squadrons or something. It was really shocking and quite scary. It reminded me of that movie by Alfred Hitchcock.
At times, life in Tokyo does seem to resemble Hitchcock's thriller, The Birds. Tokyo's crows are everywhere, on the streets, in the parks, in front of train stations. And when the crows feel threatened, they can get aggressive. In recent weeks, they have attacked joggers, small children, and unsuspecting picnickers. Complaints are relayed to Tokyo's wildlife department. Then, if the situation is deemed serious enough, the crowbusters are dispatched. Masakuni Bando is climbing a ginkgo tree. He's 50 feet off the ground and fully decked out with helmet, goggles, and safety harness. But even with his protective gear, crowbusting is still dangerous work. Bando says he's been attacked so many times, he's stopped counting.
They always attack me from behind, swooping down low in a kind of sneak attack. It's scary, but I've been doing it so long, I'm getting used to it.
The crowbusters are busier than ever. Complaints of crow attacks or harassment have nearly tripled in the past year. Tokyo residents have discovered that crows are a lot smarter than anyone thought, smart enough to steal hangers from clotheslines, which they then use to build their nests, and smart enough to open windows in search of food. It's not clear why country creatures like crows are attracted to such an intensely urban setting as Tokyo, but one obvious attraction is the garbage. Japan's strict recycling regulations require that trash be placed in translucent bags so the authorities can examine your garbage. But that also gives the crows a bird's-eye view of their lunch. Kiyoshi Nitani is chief of forestry affairs for the Tokyo government. He says it's the city's human inhabitants who are to blame for the crow problem. Our aim is not to exterminate the crows, he says, but to find a way for the humans and animals of Tokyo to live together comfortably. Japan's environmental agency has put together a video filled with crow-busting tips, suggestions such as covering trash bags with crow-proof nets. Tokyo's bombastic governor, Shintaro Ishihara, has proposed a more radical solution. If you can't beat the birds, he says, why not eat them? Ishihara, perhaps only half-jokingly, says he wants to make crow meat pie a Tokyo specialty. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.